much more than an overnight fling. To me, you were the greatest thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The FBI now believes the New Orleans truck attacker acted alone. President Biden just commented on the investigation.
We have no information that anyone else is involved in the attack. They've established that the attacker was the same person who planted the explosives in those ice coolers in two nearby locations in the French Quarter just a few hours before he rammed into the crowd.
FBI Deputy Assistant Director Christopher Reyes says Jabbar was 100% inspired by ISIS.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
CBS's Nicole Skanga says Jabbar left a lot of evidence behind.
They took five devices from locations that they searched and the scene, two laptops, three phones. They have scoured those call records and those messages. They say they are confident that there were no accomplices here. In addition to that, they found two viable IEDs, improvised explosive devices, one on the intersection of Bourbon and Orleans Street in a cooler, another one two blocks away.
The Sugar Bowl kicks off in New Orleans at this hour. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is there.
Today, we're going to have us a Sugar Bowl. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We're going to keep those who have lost loved ones in mind.
Landry says it's important the game go on to show terrorism never wins. Fans had to wait in long security check lines to get into the Superdome. Police in Las Vegas have released new information about yesterday's Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump Hotel. Kevin McMahill says active duty Special Forces Sergeant Matthew Livelsberger had rented that truck.
We tracked his movements from Colorado to Las Vegas, and in a number of the photographs that we were able to determine, he was the individual that was driving the vehicle.
The man found in the truck had shot himself in the head before the explosion. Investigators have found no connection between that explosion and the attack in New Orleans. It's that busy time of year for gyms.
The New Year's resolution crowd has donned the traditional gym shorts with water bottles and a quest to get fit in hand. Stephen Lombardi is the regional director here, giving me the lay of the land.
Yeah, I think it really started last week as people were kind of off from work. We've definitely seen new faces coming in.
He says the gym really gets busy these days in the morning between 6:30 and 8:30, and even busier after work between 4 and 8.
Recently, we've seen a trend towards strength equipment.
And how about getting seized by a desire to slip back into my natural couch potato tendencies? He said to avoid that, sometimes I need reinforcements.
Have a workout, buddy.
Kyle Schaffel for CBS News, Boston.
On Wall Street, stocks lower today. Dow down 164 points to kick off the year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious, you know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl, safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jair Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday. After weeks of swelling and pain, he suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's tough. Anytime, you talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. I'm going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, it's tough. You know, I feel for the guy, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny today with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. As winds become feisty overnight tonight and throughout tomorrow, dragging our temperatures down to highs near 20. Slapping a wind chill on top of that, it's really going to be feeling more like the single digits. But we'll be sitting pretty under abundant sunshine the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 30.
at you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
The Righteous Brothers, You're My Soul and Inspiration on WRJN. Well, the Righteous Brothers got a big bump when they became regular guests on a variety show called Shindig, which launched in 1964. The show was produced in Los Angeles, where the Righteous Brothers were based, and at first they didn't realize the broadcasts were reaching a national audience. It did very well for them.
Yeah.
Radio Park to Sturdivant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You got a hubcap, diamond star halo. If you like it.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one. Onions were once used to treat wounds during the French and Indian War. Thing number two, the energy required to show a new Instagram post from Cristiano Ronaldo to each of his followers could power a house for several years. A group of butterflies once flew across the Atlantic Ocean without stopping. It took them about 8 days. And thing number four, around the world, more than 10,000 barcodes are scanned every second. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Fabric Talk. Hello, my love. I am your living room carpet. I see everything. I feel everything. After a while, I smell like everything, including Sir Pickles, who you snuggle with while binging that dating show you can't stop watching. So, how about we freshen things up with Febreze Fabric Spray? Oh, and a big spray for my pals, couch and ottoman. Ah, yes, refreshing.
Breathe happy, Febreze. La, 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 la.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed. Yes, itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
I'm going nowhere. Oh, yeah, I'm the type of guy that likes to roam around. I'm never
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Going to be kind of chilly tonight, going to be kind of chilly tomorrow and Saturday, too. Tonight, we're looking for a low of 15. Tomorrow, sunny and 23. Saturday, sunny and 22. All the world over sun.
Driving me out of my mind. Oh, I can't. could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, when all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Pleasant Prairie man was arrested for a sexual assault at Carthage College. Kenosha police say 24-year-old Brandon Wilson was wanted for the alleged assault back in November. The suspect, who was not a student, allegedly bypassed security at a campus building before assaulting a female student and running off. Wilson faces charges of second-degree sexual assault, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. And people who aren't even in Southeast Wisconsin are being targeted with a scam connected to the Brew City. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A text message scam in Milwaukee is tricking people into believing they've got unpaid parking tickets. The text trickery involves the use of malicious links that could compromise personal data and financial information. Officials are advising folks to ignore and delete the messages. There's also a reminder that the city of Milwaukee never communicates about parking tickets via text.
You might have spent lots of time with your family over the last 2 weeks. That can be joyous or stressful, and often a little bit of both. So could setting boundaries help avoid some of that extra stress? Here's Lisa Hale.
Dealing with stress at the holidays is bad enough. There's the hustle and the bustle. But add to it the less than pleasant political conversations that may pop up with extended family and friends, and it can be really tough. Kimberly Johnson of Johnson Counseling says keeping an open mind can help, as can setting boundaries at the start of an event.
If you have somebody that's open and willing to accept what you want to say, my saying is curious, not furious. So be curious. You know, okay, well, you voted for this person. Why? What do you think about this? What about that? Questions. And rather than getting angry and frustrated. And the other thing is that if there is a boundary, set it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-teens. For tomorrow, sunshine's back, highs into the low 20s and a little breezy. The weekend looks like low to mid-20s, more sun than clouds, maybe some flurries Sunday night, Monday. Current temp is 30.
Oh,
scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day. And some songs you may not have heard for a while. It's entertaining. It's educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
You got me so I can't sleep at night.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We are your home for Green Bay Packer football. It's been a pretty good season, and we've got one more tune-up before the playoffs.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers, especially if they can go out and beat the Bears again. The Bears and the Packers this Sunday at noon, pregame 10 o'clock. Wayne Larrivee and Larry McCarron have all the action. And it's all brought to you locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. By Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for more than 50 years. By Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Green Bay Packer football on WRJN. WRJN has provided local news and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up CBS News at 5 and we'll get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You with your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow. True. That
that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The Sugar Bowl is underway in New Orleans, and Bourbon Street has reopened a day after the deadly truck attack that killed 15 people.
People in New Orleans are sending them.